man. And Philip opened his mouth, and he done something that had been working a long time. He began the same scripture, preaching to him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came to a certain water. And the eunuch said, "Here is water. What doeth hinder me to be baptized?" And if your Bible don't have verse 37 in it, you better get you this kind of Bible. And Philip said, "If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest." And he answered and said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." He commanded the chariot to stand still. They went down both in the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. But Philip was found at Azotus, passing through and preached in all the cities till he came to Caesarea. Thank you for standing. You may be seated this morning. Father, we love you. We thank you, God, for the stirring of the Spirit of God in the hearts of the lost people. Thank you for stirring in the hearts of us that are saved. And God, I'm a needy preacher this morning. I pray you'd use me to be a blessing. I pray you'd take the Word of God and would it go out today and do that only what the Spirit of God can do with it. Help our nation today, God, our community. Bless all these little children, these families. God, they're so faithful to come and to honor you. Lord, I pray now you'd do great things amongst us. And in Jesus' name I pray and I ask you, amen and amen. I want to preach out of this text today on three men on a desert road. Three men on a desert road. It's amazing where the Bible mentions these three particular men. I don't know if you caught it when I read the text, but within our text, there are three individuals that are mentioned. First of all, I want to say in verse 27, there's a man that is a seeker. A man that is a seeker. The Bible said that Philip was told to go toward the south, to Gaza. He arose and behold, a man of Ethiopia. He is a eunuch of great authority. He is under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians. He had charge of all her treasure and had come to worship at Jerusalem. Now, a man that is a seeker. I want you to notice, first of all, in verse 27, his resources. He was of great authority under the queen. No doubt this man had a great livelihood. No doubt this was a well-to-do man, but he come to find out that his resources would not bring him peace. You know, a lot of people think that they can just obtain riches, they obtain their goals, and they've arrived. But can I tell you, you've not arrived till you become to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. In 1 Timothy chapter number 6, you can stay in our text, verse 17. Timothy, he's been charged by Paul, his pastor. Paul says, "Charge them that are rich in this world, they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy." Can I tell you, this man that was a seeker, he had great resources, but his treasures would not bring him peace. There's nothing wrong with having things, just don't let things have you. And so here we find this man that is a seeker and his resources. But then in verse 27, we find not only his resources, but we find his religion. He was a Jewish proselyte. He had went up into Jerusalem to simply to worship. Can I tell you, America's very religious, but your religion will let you die and go to hell in your sins. There's a lot of religious people. Honey, let me tell you, there's a big difference in a profession and a possession. I'm glad Jesus lives inside of me. Does Jesus live inside of you? Your religion will let you down. I was raised in a very hard religion, wouldn't even allow music in the church. I mean, it was amazing how we were under the law. I was a good kid, but I got around the wrong crowd. I didn't have the one of this Bible that lived in my heart to teach me to do right or wrong. But I'm glad in 1981, honey, the Lord Jesus come by my house. I got rid of religion and got a hold of the Redeemer. And I've been saved on my way to heaven. Thank God it is a journey. I'm glad my religion let me down. But honey, I come to tell you today, Jesus will not let you down. Oh, this seeker man. We see his resources. We see his religion. But in verse 28, notice his return. He was returning and sitting in his chariot, and he read Isaiah the prophet. Watch this. Not only his resources and his religion, but look at his return. He had been to worship, but he's like so many Baptist people. He's just left worship service, and he's going home lost. Don't leave church lost this morning. He had went there and practiced in his religious worship. There no doubt was something that was read at that service that got to stirring in this man's heart. And so here we see his return. He's just left church and lost. I ask you, for many years as Liberty Baptist Church has been on this hillside, I wonder how many people they've heard the gospel. They've seen the praying, heard the singing. They walked out of the doors of the church lost. The same way they came in as how they left. Can I tell you, friend, when you meet Jesus, you'll leave out in a different condition than how you come in. So we see these three men on a desert road. There was a man that was a seeker. We see his religion, his return. Then you young people notice his ride. He had a nice chariot. Man, you see him go downtown. Seemed like he had everything together. He had a nice ride, but he didn't have the Redeemer. Honey, you can have the prettiest car in town. You can live in the nicest home. Oh, you can wear the nicest things. But unless you know Jesus, you are a beggar. Oh, you're so poor in your sins and your wretchedness. I tell you what, I'd rather be walking toward heaven instead of riding in a chariot toward hell. I'm glad one day Jesus came by my house. Oh, and put a new song in my heart. Oh, my goodness, these three men on a desert road. Now we see his return and his ride. Then we see his reading. Verse 28, we know that he was reading out of Isaiah the prophet. There in that chariot, he had a scroll read out. He was reading out of these verses in Isaiah 53 and 7. He said he was oppressed, talking about Jesus. He was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He's brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before he hears is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment. Who shall declare his generation? He was cut off of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. He made his grave with the wicked, and in the rich with his death. Hear his reading. There's no doubt that at this worship service, they had read something out of the book of Isaiah. Maybe little did Isaiah know years ago, as he was writing out this total book of Isaiah, would he know? There would be a man leave a worship service one day. What he had written down about Jesus would get down in his heart, get in his chariot, and start riding down the road with him. Can I tell you, honey, we got a Jesus today that'll get in the car with you and ride down the road with you. I remember there was an old man in the community. He called me one day. He said, "Preacher, I heard y'all preaching one morning." He said, "I got in my car going up the hill." He said, "God walked in that car." He said, "I could not get away from him. I pulled down by the roadside and got out by the fence row and called upon God, and he saved me by his amazing grace." His family called me. Can I tell you, they said, "This man, he met Jesus. Would you come and preach his funeral?" I'll never forget that day, as that old man had looked up to me before he died and told me about that experience. Can I tell you, I'm glad Jesus will get in your chariot and ride down the road with you. He began to trouble his heart. I can tell you what's wrong with people today. There's no Holy Ghost conviction. Oh, we need God.
God to move in this day, in this hour. We need to chunk our religion and our programs and let God have all the honor and all the glory. Without God, we'll all die and go to hell in our sin. But I'm glad one day, honey, He stepped up in my heart and made me new by the good grace of God. Oh, the man, the seeker. But then the second man, find him in verse 29. You'll notice not only the man, the seeker, now we see some man, the servant. Here's Philip went down to this chariot. He said, the Spirit, verse 29, then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near. Can I give you a little nugget right there about walking with God? God did not tell him the end of the story. A lot of times the Holy Ghost will move on our heart to do things. And as we walk, He gives us light. He simply had told Philip to go down to Gaza. Philip didn't know that he was going to go to this chariot. But when he got near that chariot, the Spirit of God spoke to him to go to that chariot. Can I tell you, friend, it's walking by faith one day at a time. And if you'll just do what God says do, He'll take care of tomorrow. You just obey Him today. God will see about you tomorrow. So Philip starts down to South Country. He's just left a great ministry. No doubt he didn't understand why God moved him out of Samaria. But God had somebody that He wanted Philip to meet. Can I tell you, God's got somebody that He wants you to meet, that He wants you to explain about the goodness of God. My goodness, there he goes. As Philip's going and the Spirit speaks to him, he goes to this particular chariot. And the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. You know, I wonder how many times you and I, we've denied what the Spirit of God has told us to do. I remember I was eating lunch one day in Mount Airy, North Carolina with a group of pastors. I was preaching there at night. They took me out for lunch, and it was a lady sitting over at a table by herself. God told me to go and speak to this lady, and I tell you what He done. He told me to go and pick the ticket off of her table and pay for her lunch. I had all intentions of doing that, but I got caught up in the conversations, Brother Mike, and I got ready to obey God, but it's too late. I looked, and that lady had left. There's no telling how many times, Brother Brian, in my mind, I've thought about why I didn't go right when God told me to go. I missed that blessing. I don't know what God wanted me to tell that lady. But I can tell you this, it pays to serve God. And when He tells us to do something, you just mind Him. It might not seem like your mathematics. It might not seem something you'd do. But God knows what we all need to do. Ain't you glad we got a God today we can trust one step at a time. And He'll see us through life's journey. Oh my goodness. So we see He goes to this chariot. And here's our second man appears on the desert road. Philip said in verse 30, he ran. He heard him reading the prophet Isaiah. And he said, understandest thou what thou readest? Sir, do you understand what you're reading? He said, how can I? Here's our second one. Except some man should guide me. And he desired Philip that he would come up. Set with him. We see a man, the seeker. Now we see some man, the servant. Philip was willing to be used of the Lord. Are you willing to be used of the Lord? Why do you think that only the pastor has been placed here to lead people to God? You're to be a light. You're to be a soul winner for the Lord Jesus Christ. He did not save us to just put us on a church pew and throw our hands to Him. And I'm glad we can. But He called us to be a light. Let your light so shine before others. Oh my goodness, Philip was willing to be a servant. How we need servants in the church. He said, how can I lest some man? Are you that some man or that some lady that can tell others
about Jesus. I've heard a lot of times people say, well, preacher, people's asked me how to get saved. What do I tell them? Well, if you're saved, tell them how you got saved. Don't lead them into religion. Tell them that Jesus died for their sins. He is buried on the third day. He rose. And He sits on the right-hand side of the Father. And He's making intercession. I sure am glad that He's still alive this morning. Just tell people what happened to you. All I can tell you about me is God dealt with my heart. I realized I was going to die and go to a devil's hell. I seen myself as a sinner. And I stepped out that morning in my heart and reached toward the Savior. And He forever saved me by His amazing grace. Just tell your story. Tell them about the goodness of Jesus. Be sure it lines up with this Bible. Here you'll notice some man, the servant. Now notice this about Philip. He said, how can I, except some man should guide me? Young people, how many schoolmates are you going to school with that you could get to witness to? Mom and daddy's on your job. They're watching you. They're watching me. Every place we go, they're watching us. You profess to be a Christian, they're watching you. But that's just part of the rodeo. Somebody say amen. And so we ought to be able to tell people about the goodness of God. Three things about some man, the servant. Notice now, when seeking hearts that have questions or need answers, look what happened. First of all, we must be available to God's service. God told Philip, go to a barren place, but God had a need for him. Can I tell you, God has a need for everybody in this building. You may think, well, God can't use me. Let me tell you, honey, if God can use me, He can use anybody. I had no idea God would save me and call me to preach one day. You say, well, preacher, God's not calling me to preach. No, but He's called you to be a witness if you're saved. And so, oh my goodness, we must be available to God's service. Then we must be manageable by God's Spirit. The Spirit told him to go to that chariot. May God help us all to obey Him and respond to Him when the Spirit speaks to our heart. And then not only must we be available to God's service, we must be manageable by God's Spirit, but lastly, we must be knowledgeable to God's Scripture. The Bible said in verse 34 that Philip opened his mouth and began the same Scripture, and look what he done. And preached unto him Jesus. Why didn't he preach about Muhammad? Because he's dead. Why didn't he preach about Buddha? Because they can't save nobody. Why didn't he preach about a Baptist preacher? Because they can't save nobody. But he preached about the man that can this morning. His name is the Lord Jesus. So these three men on a desert road, I want to show you the last one. I'll be done preaching. There's a man, the seeker, in verse 27. There's some man, the servant, in verse 29 through 31. But lastly, there's some other man. He's found in verse 34. The eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet, this of himself or of some other man? Can I tell you, this other man is Jesus. He's the ransoming man. I'm glad He paid a ransom for all. Isn't it sad that some people believe that Jesus didn't die for all people? How sad that would be if He only died for you, Brother David, or you, Brother Tim, Brother Mike, didn't die for me. Oh, what a perverted gospel that would be. But this morning, can I tell you, He's a ransoming man. In 1 Timothy, follow along with me now, I'll be done. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 3. Watch what the Bible says. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. What truth? That we were all born sinners and we all need the Savior. For there's one God, young people. Let me tell you, the Muslims are growing in this country at a rate that's unbelievable. But let me tell you, they all going to go and die and go to hell without Jesus Christ. And you'll notice this, there's one God and one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus. Watch, here it is, the ransoming man who gave himself a ransom or a price for all to be testified in due time. Can I tell you that he paid your sin debt for everybody sitting in this auditorium? Everybody that's listening to me by the platforms that go out on the airways in this country, Jesus paid a price for you. And I'm thankful that he loves sinners. How could somebody like that love us the way he loved us? But he did love us, and he still loves us. So we see this third man, some other man, the Savior. He's a ransoming man. In Hebrews chapter number 7, watch this text. He's a reaching man. I sure am glad he reached down to where I was. I couldn't reach to where he was, but I sure am glad he reached down to where I was. Hebrews 7, verse number 24. He says, but this man, talking about Jesus, because he continueth ever, he hath an unchangeable priesthood. Watch, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. He is a reaching man. The Bible says he's able to save to the uttermost. I like one old pastor said, he can save from the uttermost to the guttermost. I don't care how low you are and how low you've been. You know, it's amazing how the devil will convince people that God won't forgive you of that. But can I tell you, the blood of Jesus wash away all your sin this morning. I sure am glad that our sins are not rolled over to next year and a priest goes in and prays. But I sure am glad our ultimate sacrifice, the Lord Jesus Christ, took our sins on a cross, died for every one of us. He saves to the uttermost. That lets me know to the lowest, to the best. Because there's none good, no, not one. Oh, I sure am glad we have a ransom in Jesus. We have a reaching Jesus. But lastly, we have a returning Jesus. Jesus is coming. You can look around this world and everything in the Middle East. It's all coming together just like a perfect letter and an envelope. Can I tell you, Jesus is soon to return. The Bible says in Acts chapter number 1 and verse 10. I'll get a piano player to come, please. In Acts chapter number 1 and verse number 10, some other man. Is he speaking of himself or some other man? Philip said, oh no, he's talking about himself. He preached unto him Jesus. Acts 1 verse number 10, this returning man. The Bible says, as Jesus now, he's gotten out of the tomb. His disciples is there. And all of a sudden, while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, you men of Galilee, why stand you gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you've seen him go into heaven. Jesus is coming. I don't know when he's coming, but I'm telling you this, he is coming. Could be today. Wouldn't that be amazing if Jesus came this Sunday evening? How many people would show up at this church next Sunday? Lost and undone in your sin. I sure am glad these three men on the desert road, they show us great responsibility. They show us a great salvation. And y'all notice this. The Spirit of the Lord caught up Philip, took him 25 miles on up the road. He started preaching this same Jesus, and on Paul's third missionary journey, Brother Jamie, Paul and Luke, they came in. They abode in Philip's house. Philip had set up a home there. The Bible spoke he had four virgin daughters that prophesied. What are you saying? You see, if Philip preached Jesus, we better keep preaching Jesus. Jesus is the answer. It's not a higher education that's going to fix you. It's not even a better job that's going to fix you. Only Jesus can bring you joy and peace in your heart. I wonder this morning as my sister plays, would it be somebody on the road in life? You're in your chariot this morning. You've rode into Liberty Baptist Church. You've had a lot of questions. But can I tell you, Jesus is the answer. Jesus can save you to the uttermost. I'm glad He's got a hand that reaches way down. When I couldn't reach up, Jesus reached to where I was. Isn't that an amazing thing? The Lord has been moving and saving, and I'm so grateful. It's not because we're preaching religion. But Jared, it's because we're preaching what the Bible tells us to preach. Jesus. Friend of sinners. Brother Troy, I'll never forget that morning you got saved. I remember what I preached. Jesus, friend of sinners. Aren't you glad He loves us today? There have been so many people. They found out who I was years ago as a young man. Pushed me to the side. They had rights too. But I met this little girl in Panama City, Florida, back in the 70s. Moved to Bowden, Georgia. We got married. I got saved in her home church at 20 years old. Brother Adam, everything I did, God took care of it. Washed away all my sin. I've not always done right since I've been saved, but I've always wanted to. And I sure am glad that He changed my life. Renee, I got to thinking about when Philip, God told him to go 25 miles from Gaza to Azotus. No doubt he'd found a wife, raised a family. Paul moved in their home. Paul abode there several days. It's amazing how good God is. I'm glad somebody told me about Jesus. You say, preacher, all you preach about is Jesus. That's my job. I'm going to stand before Him one day, and I'm going to give an account of what I've preached. There's one way to heaven. That's by God's only Son. He paid the price for you. I wonder this morning, Miss Sherry plays, we just linger a moment. I wonder, could God use you as He did Philip? As He speaks to your heart, long life's pathway, would you just simply mind Him? Reach out to others. Tell them about Jesus. One day, I was coming up 61 Highway. I'd had a meeting there with Pepsi. Had on a starched white shirt and tie. There's a lady in the media broke down. I went by late for the meeting. God said, turn around. Parker, I kept driving. God said, turn around. I turned around, pulled out. She is a Seventh-day Adventist. I helped the lady. She asked me something. She said, "How do I go to heaven?" And on the side of 61 Highway, I never forget this, I was driving Brother Shane, a Buick Roadmaster that waxed it at the plant. She bowed over the hood of that big old Buick, and I was there. Was the praying cars was blowing their horns. Brother Dwayne, what they didn't know, they was a horn blowing. But it was yonder in Gloryland world. What if I hadn't have went back? Look at that blessing I'd have lost in my life. You hear this morning God speaking to your heart to be saved. Won't you trust Christ? For we're saved by grace through faith. He died for you. Wonder right now, would you want to